BBC News for Gerry Smith. The Burmese authorities have acknowledged that more than 80 people have been killed and whole villages and parts of towns burnt down in ethnic violence between Buddhists and Muslims in the western state of Rakhine. Human Rights Watch released satellite pictures of a coastal town which it said showed that an entire neighbourhood inhabited largely by Muslim Rohingyas had been destroyed. Our reporter in Rangoon, Coco Aoun, says government troops intervened swiftly in Rakhine.
This time the government is even more decisive than the previous time because apparently they deploy more forces relatively quickly, and in a matter of a few days the situation is in control. So in that sense, probably, you know, the government is taking action quicker than the last time.
There's been more violence in Syria on what should have been the second day of a truce to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. James Reynolds reports from near the border.
Syria's holiday truce appears to have been buried by continuing violence. On this second day of the promised ceasefire, opposition activists say that the government has carried out an airstrike and fired mortar attacks in Damascus. Syrian state TV also reports a car bomb explosion in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor. The international envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, had hoped that a ceasefire might eventually be followed by talks and concessions, but neither side wants to give ground. Each may still feel that it can win the conflict by force alone.
More than 20 people have been killed and many injured in two separate car bombings in Baghdad. The blasts were apparently aimed at Shiite worshippers on the second day of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. A bomb attached to a minibus carrying Iranian pilgrims to a shrine in Baghdad exploded, killing at least 5 people. Another bomb targeted a market in a Shiite neighborhood north of the city. The former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who's been given a jail sentence for tax fraud, has threatened to withdraw his Freedom Party's parliamentary support for the unelected government of Mario Monti. David Willey reports.
Mr. Berlusconi, out of the political picture since his resignation nearly a year ago, is on the warpath again. Clearly angry at Friday's conviction after a long drawn-out trial on charges of massive tax fraud, he launched strong attacks on the judiciary for portraying him falsely as a person with a particular aptitude for crime. He also attacked the Monti government for what he called fiscal extortion of the Italian people during the Eurozone austerity crisis.
Reports quoting the military in Guinea-Bissau say the army has arrested the alleged leader of a failed coup attempt a week ago. It named the suspect as Captain Panso Anchama, who's said to have returned from Portugal early this month, where he was receiving military training. World News from the BBC. The world's biggest platinum producer, Anglo-American Platinum, has agreed to reinstate the 12,000 South African miners sacked for taking part in an unofficial strike. Dozens of people have been killed in strike-related violence in the mining sector. In the latest incident, police on Saturday fired tear gas and rubber bullets at a group of platinum miners who were trying to block a union rally. Intensive preparations are underway on the American East Coast for the arrival of Hurricane Sandy. More than 40 people were killed when the hurricane crossed the Caribbean. As Zoe Conway reports from Washington, the hurricane is expected to develop into a superstorm as it joins with two other powerful weather systems.
It would be bad enough if America was expecting the arrival of a hurricane. Instead, meteorologists are predicting that three weather systems are set to collide. It will hit cold air heading south from Canada and a wintry storm coming from the American West. That will give Sandy more energy. But that doesn't mean the superstorm will be in a hurry. What's worrying the experts is that it could sit for several days on the coast, bringing misery to New England in the north, all the way down to Virginia in the south, and spreading as far west as Ohio.
The hurricane could hit the eastern U.S. coast sometime on Monday or Tuesday. The U.S. Navy has ordered all ships based at the Norfolk Naval Base in Virginia to sea to ride out the approaching storm. Thai police have discovered 16 tiger cubs caged in the back of a truck after its driver failed to stop at a checkpoint. The driver, who said he was paid $500 to deliver the cubs to the border with Laos, faces charges of illegal possession and trafficking of an endangered species. Correspondents say Thailand is a hub of the international black market in animal parts, frequently used in traditional East Asian medicines. BBC News.
Now on the